WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
All coming to a head. Tonight's show was just sort of a... We're going to keep the pot simmering until we get to WrestleMania for the go-home edition of Monday Night Raw. Presented, this is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211 chat. As a reminder, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming Support Show, by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen, and you can use carrier code RocketSock or LindsayWood in the Fortnite app shop or Epic Games Store. It's hashtag Epic Partner. I am the producer, joined as always by a kinda not really healthy Lindsay Ward.
Hi, sorry for how I sound. I'm trying to get better. But it's WrestleMania week! Let's celebrate, everybody! Woo! It's WrestleMania week!
She will be dead by the end of the week.
You know,
at the rate this is going.
I didn't choose to get COVID at this time. I was granted COVID at this time.
Overseas COVID.
Overseas COVID, yes. Yes, it was a gift from people. I'm not mad. I just, of all the times to get it, right? Of all the times that I could have been exposed to it and probably have been, of all the times to actually contract it, it's right now.
It is indeed right now.
The week of WrestleMania.
Not like we have anything to do this week.
It's not like I have to do like 20 shows or anything like that. It's fine.
Monday Night Raw all opened up with the world's heavyweight champion Gunther coming to the ring. He was in a bad, foul mood. He Michael Cole tried to interview him. Fans booed. Gunther was frustrated. He said, "Screw your questions, screw Jay's, or screw everything, and screw everyone who stands with him." He said that he is the greatest gift WWE has ever received. He said he went on to become the greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time, and he wouldn't let Jay ruin it all for him, as he is also now the greatest world heavyweight champion. Gunther encouraged Jay to arrive at WrestleMania with his chest puffed out. He said, "When the bell will rings, and he will put him down for the fourth consecutive time." He said he went too far with Jimmy and lost control. Gunther said he's never lost control in 37 years of life. He said Jay should thank him. He was in control 2 weeks ago, because if he wasn't, he would have drowned them both in Jimmy's blood. He said he's looking forward to calling his mother next week and telling her how much he enjoyed beating the hell out of Jey Uso and walking out still your world's heavyweight champion. This was strong. This was really, really strong. It was the final message. He seemed a little rattled. He seemed very angry. And that's kind of the point that needed to drive home, was Gunther is not going back on his actions. He's standing firm on his actions, and everything Jey said to him last week got to him and has pissed him off. And he's going to take all that frustration and all that anger and take it to WrestleMania.
Which is exactly what you want him to do. And I love that they peaked it last week. It's ready to go. And now you're just getting that little extra oomph on it, right? Like, just to remind you, this is why we're doing this. Like, this was the most subtle go home I think they've ever had for WrestleMania. Because this was just, we peaked everything at the right time. Y'all are ready to see it. You're kind of chomping at the bit to see it. We're excited for it. So we're just going to ramp up that excitement a little more to roll into the weekend. And I love that they did that. And this was a great example, especially having Gunther emotionally react, which he tends not to do a lot, and having him angry and having him visibly shaken by Jay. And you know, the fact that Jay has refused to back down and is even becoming more motivated in what Gunther is doing to him. Like, Gunther's like, no, I'm going to knock you back in the line. And Jay's like, nah, we're not doing that.
Jay would come out later.
This was really good.
Jay would come out later, eat it for a bit.
Like,
instead, he relished in the fact that Gunther showed a little fear. And that sort of that he got to him last week. And he says he'll get him at WrestleMania and become the next world heavyweight champion. Solid.
Very solid.
Again, so and to add on to some other things, we also got three other little promos throughout the night from Rhea, Io, and Bianca, and each told their own little side story for WrestleMania, and what this entire theme of the show was. Everyone got to tell their final driving home point, except for the main event, which ended with a more of a storyline advance. But the majority of this show was, hey, I have a match at WrestleMania. So for majority of them, it's like, hey, we're going to show it. This is why we're going to do it. And this is what's going to happen. And that's what you needed on this show. Just, you got one big confrontational promo. You got a little bit of a brawl at the end of a match. Beyond that, everything was by the book. And that was fine.
It was great.
And all three promos by the women were great. They were simple little promos. You didn't have to. They all got look in the camera, tell their story. You showed footage alongside them, and it was perfect. Bayley and Liv Morgan had a really good match. Bayley ended up getting the win. So that's setting the stage as we head into WrestleMania for the women's tag team titles, because Bayley and Lyra will be challenging Liv and Raquel for them.
This was solid. This was a nice little setup, just to sort of like again get them out there, promote the match. Do what you needed to do. Like, I enjoyed this. I thought it was good.
Rey Mysterio battled Julius Creed. Another good match. Rey Mysterio would end up getting the win. You had El Grande Americano at ringside. First, you had Gable cut a promo first. And then, you know, so all of a sudden El Grande Americano showed up towards the end of the match. You know.
He did a little, you know, switcheroo.
A little bit of switcheroo. But El Grande America had the little mask again, so. And they were putting over it. They got to check the mask before this weekend. So we'll see if they end up doing so.
He doesn't. Like, he does it on TV. You see him blatantly do it on TV. It's not in the mask when he does, you know, when he comes out.
Exactly.
In his shorts.
Gotta check his shorts. There was a vignette for the War Raiders, and then New Day was approached. So as they were fumbling, they were playing a game on their phone. She asked about the Raiders, saying their match against them at WrestleMania will be at War. Kofi mocked her lack of etiquette, which was atrocious. And Kofi said they've been at war the whole time, and the war path ends at WrestleMania when they remind everyone that they are the greatest tag team on planet Earth. Xavier Woods said Eric will wish they did take his head off last week by the time they were done with him at WrestleMania. Going to war at WrestleMania.
New Day is pumped. New Day is motivated. New Day is ready to like walk into this. Like, they are serious about this.
AJ Styles AJ Styles took on Karrion Kross. Karrion Kross went back to his old music and got tights made in the style of AJ Styles from the same, I think, maker or whatever who makes AJ's gear. Kind of try to get under the skin of AJ Styles. AJ Styles would end up getting the win. Logan Paul would come out. He told Sacramento Joe since they just came to congratulate him. He said the fans there weren't cool enough to live in LA or smart enough to live in San Francisco. He just showed generic California losers why their match at WrestleMania is going to cook. And then showed a video of all his stuff he's done. And AJ's like, very cute little video, smart ass. He told Logan to, let's start WrestleMania, come to ring right now. Karrion Kross had jumped AJ from behind. Logan Paul would then jump AJ from behind. And then Karrion took him down, and then Logan took down AJ Styles with the pulverizer. Solid.
Solid little thing.
Simple little build.
I'm not, huh?
Simple little build.
It's a very simple little build. It's not the thing that I'm most looking forward to, but it worked.
And it will be a fine match at WrestleMania. We'll talk more about that on Thursday.
Yeah.
Braun Breaker was going to be interviewed, but he was jumped by the Judgment Day, which would lead to Finn Balor taking on Penta. Good match between the two. You had the Judgment Day at ringside.
I didn't mind this at all.
You had Judgment Day at ringside, then Braun Breaker decided to show up, causing a DQ. You had Carlito stare him down from the position of the spear last week, and Carlito just quickly fled in the ring, apparently jumped over the announce table. We didn't see that part. But we ended up with a double spear by Braun Breaker to Dom and Carlito. Then Breaker was going to spear Penta. Penta took him out, threw him over the top rope, and then took out all three men at ringside. A little scary that Finn was, Braun was holding his knee at the end of that whole thing.
Yeah.
So hopefully that just was sort of him selling the fall, but none of the interactions.
Hopefully he's okay.
None of the interactions kind of led to something with being about the knee, so that was a little bit scary at the end.
Just a tad, but hopefully he's okay. Hopefully everything's fine, and he didn't tweak the knee before WrestleMania. But yeah, this was good. Again, we had a more somewhat unified Judgment Day, sort of out there. Penta looked good, and then like the whole, all the interactions they had with Braun, and just sort of the mixing and matching of the stories was really nice.
Yeah. Paul Heyman was nervously backstage, as he was all night. CM Punk sat down next to him. Hey, you know, you look nervous. And he said, look into my eyes and tell me what you see. Paul Heyman nervously goes, a cult of personality? I laughed. Punk goes, a real friend. As Roman Reigns pulled up in the SUV, and then he followed after him. My tribal chief. Roman made his way to the ring. He's standing there, getting cheered on from the crowd, and then Paul Heyman's holding out the microphone, and Heyman's holding out the microphone, and Roman's like, and grabs his own. Fans were going crazy to acknowledge their tribal chief. He said, everyone here would never betray their tribal chief, but everyone's not like them. There's someone who would. You have any idea? Wise man, though. How could you betray me? Fans said, Janet, you fucked up. Got it louder. They tried to censor it. My tribal chief, it was not a betrayal. It was paid back a favor that I owed. He was confused that I'm the only one getting screwed by this favor. I never asked for it. We take what we want. So I don't owe a favor because I didn't ask for any help. I never asked anyone to join me at War Games. Now I got to cover the tab for your dumbass favor. Seth Rollins came out. Rollins said Reigns was almost putting the pieces together by himself, but missing one little piece, and it's too late because he has to end him at WrestleMania. Rollins said this will be the most important triple threat in the history of WrestleMania, the company and the industry. He said the winner of this match will define the future of the industry. Rollins said there can only be one and it has to be him. Rollins said, as for that piece that Roman Reigns has not figured out, favors are not by chance, they are by choice. Rollins said he could have put Paul Heyman in the hospital last week, but Roman's wise man is a scumbag, and, you know, he didn't, and that was a choice. And he doesn't expect him to pay back the favor. Rollins said Heyman is not in Punk's corner by chance, it's by choice. Rollins said Heyman isn't just returning a favor, he's choosing, and Reigns need to figure out why he's choosing. Roman goes, wise man, he's right, you made yours, I made mine. And then he goes after and beats up Seth Rollins. Heyman is very happy. Then Roman pie-faced Paul Heyman to the ground, and he was sad. Punk came to the ring. Then he brawls with Roman Reigns. Clears him out of the ring. Punk checks on Heyman. He said Reigns put his hands on him, and I don't know why, if he was okay. Reigns then eyeing up. Spears CM Punk. Then Seth Rollins with the steel chair one more time, like years ago, hits in the back, and then Tim drops him with the chair shot. He stomps both CM Punk and Roman Reigns, and that's how Monday Night Raw ends. So we move the stories along. Paul Heyman made a choice. Reigns is not happy with the choice.
Nope.
And as it goes, Paul Heyman still can make other choices.
He can
make a choice to screw CM Punk to get back in favor with his tribal chief.
As Bryn said last night, it is the battle for Paul Heyman's love.
It is.
Well, if anybody is the master manipulator, it is Paul Heyman. I really liked all of this. But what I enjoyed about this was the nice little touch from Seth, where he was wearing just this a leather, black leather vest, but it was in the style of a Shield vest. I don't know if anybody else picked that up.
I did.
And he was in a all black. Wasn't his S.H.I.E.L.D. gear, but it was in sort of that theme of the gear when he came out to confront Roman. Like, that was a really nice sort of touch to add to that. A lot of history here. The addition of who Heyman's going to back, if he's going to back anybody. Is he going to back himself? Like, what's going to happen on Sunday? Because I assume this goes on Sunday. Nobody knows, and that's the really cool piece of this. Or it's on Saturday? Okay, this is on Saturday. Like, nobody knows where this is going to go. And I love that, because it's not being telegraphed. We all think we know, but we don't really know. Because it's ultimately Paul Heyman has to decide. And I don't want to get into it. That's what makes doing this right now really hard, because you want to get into it. But it's like, no, we got to save it for Thursday. But I enjoyed this. This was a nice little bow to send this off for the weekend, and a great way to close the show, because it leaves everything in doubt.
This will be the main event of Night One.
I love that they told Punk that he was going to close the show on air.
Yeah, that's the whole point of the story. Because I don't think he knew. No, he knew. That was the whole point of the story.
Okay. I didn't think he knew.
But come Thursday, as we're done here for the post show, come Thursday, I'll tell you why you don't close with the triple threat and how you set that up. Plus why Dominic Mysterio should be your next Intercontinental Champion. And more.
Okay.
This Thursday on The Rack.
Yes, tune in, because we will be doing our WrestleMania Pick'em show. Hopefully I will have a voice by Thursday. Everybody pray I have a voice by Thursday. I'm doing everything I can to bring it back. I swear to God I am. I sound 10 times better than I did the other day. But yeah, tune in. It will be Rock and I Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, previewing WrestleMania. But it doesn't end there. Does it, Rock?
No, and also I have a theory that will make everyone want to see it, and I think Brent said it, you will react very well to it. We'll put it that way. Tune in Thursday. It's going to be a fun show.
I personally will, or the fans will?
You.
Me?
You're going to react to it in a certain way.
Oh, God.
Tune in Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern.
I'm scared.
Friday around 10 p.m. Eastern will be WW2K25 Sims of WrestleMania. Watch SmackDown with me and Lindsay and Brandon. We'll preview and talk WrestleMania, SmackDown, and whatever else we can possibly think of for Sims in WW2K25 for WrestleMania. Then comes Saturday night. Whenever WrestleMania ends, we will talk all things Night One of WrestleMania on the Rack Extra Views, WrestleMania Night One. And we probably have a special guest intern for that as well. The intern will be live on Sunday with Keishi and Tim from Wrestle Talk Radio to review both nights of WrestleMania. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw post show, the Raw After Mania post show. And then the Rack will have its day two review on the following Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have the Amazon Prime link to Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming Super Channel, by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can also use Curico Rocksock or
Lin's M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, LNSWRD. You can check me out on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimonLin'sWard. You can follow me on TikTok, LinsWard0. And yeah, use the creator code, do all the things. Hashtag Epic Partner.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for our WrestleMania preview. It's going to be a long one. And then right back here for the Raw Post Show, and all week long, along the airwaves, the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.